my calculations are correct, when this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Thought you lost it, staring back at you.
That's right, everybody. You're joining us in our DeLorean as we travel back in time to revisit another classic film from yesteryear. That's right, this week we are revisiting The Karate Kid, and Freddie Morales joins me. I just intro'd you in.
I know you did, man. Thank you very much. It's Freddie Morales here. Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. That's right. And I am Santos Medrano. You are joining us here on 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast. It's been a fun, you know, first season. What the hell are we talking about? Sixth season. We had Breaking last week. That was a great episode. And yeah, there you go. And then Freddie, he went out and started to battle some guys in LA. That's hilarious.
I did, dude. My arthritis, it actually worked. It helped my arthritis. I can't even say the word.
It's because you're getting old, bro.
I know, dude.
Yeah, well, real quick, man, you're freaking, what the hell? Last week, we had a whole thing about, like, oh, yeah, I took a picture with the graffiti, and, or, like, you know, 1984, and I'm like, oh, this movie was in the 84. Perfect. It works out that we're doing movies that were in 84, because you took a picture in 84. It was 1987.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Because Sorry. Like afterwards when I was posting, I saw the image because I was gonna connect the two when I was gonna post about it, and I was just like, wait a minute, this is 1987. We literally just talked about in an episode saying, like, man, that's a cool coincidence that this movie was 84. He took a picture, it said 1884.
So it's 87.
Yeah.
No,
because I was see, like,
but see what happened, bro. We are so like, and it's, I don't know. We're just trying to focus. That's weird because the world is so fucked up right now. It's just interesting that we're correcting ourselves now going, what the fuck were we talking about? People are going to, what the hell is Freddie smirking?
I was, no lie, dude. I was planning that on like, hilarious. You know what? Because of that graffiti, let's do all 1984 movies, you know? I mean, Karate Kid is 1984, you know? Yeah. And then that's why I was saying I was ready to post that. I was ready to put, you know what, since, you know, Freddie took a picture with this graffiti, we're going to do a series of films that take place in 1984. And when I got that image to create this cool promotional image, I was like, what the hell? It's 1987. What an ass. Like, why did he say 84? And I'm like, I said 84. And I even looked at the image as we're recording. And then we're like, wow, we're just out of it. We're like idiots. Like, we're talking so much. Like, yeah, 84, man. It was a good year. Look at this movie. And it was 80s.
They're probably going, a bunch of pendejos.
Seriously, man.
I want to apologize. I want to apologize to our listeners. I'm pretty sure you guys are going, what the fuck is going on with these guys? Sorry, it's just it's so much going on in the world. Not only in our private life, you know, you got to take care of family. I got my own thing going on over here too. That we gather our notes together and then we just, you know, turn on the record button and we just fly. We don't have no script. This is real. This is a real deal here. We have our notes of what we're going to talk about, but we just let it fly. And that's why, wow, that's a big one.
Yeah. it's really like we don't have a guideline. Like, honestly, our show never has, like, we don't even have really segments. I think the only segment we have is at the very end, Song of the Week. We got that going. But other than that,
so loose,
but we're not like, okay, well, here's, you know, we're gonna do this part, in which I do want to do that to kind of keep the show in control, but in reality we just start yapping away and wherever the hell it goes, it kind of goes, and we do have a guideline to return. So, you know, for those of you who sit through this craziness, we thank you. And because of that, we do have some love out there, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We actually got a sponsor. I mean, it's crazy to hear that, you know, I know in the beginning of every episode, you guys hear freaking, you know, these sponsors for every episode. But this here, ladies and gentlemen, legitly is a real sponsor. That's right. Wow. Our sponsor is Discore. That's right. That's the company Discore. I will be, sharing it online for you guys could, you know, follow, check them out. But yeah, Discore, they mash up some of your favorite rock slash hip hop albums with some of your favorite Disney characters. So like, for instance, they do have one that's a mix up of Winnie the Pooh and Notorious B.I.G. It's a mashup. Also, they have a Mickey Mouse and a Gorilla Biscuits. And what's cool is they're going to be having one soon. This is the one I really want to get one because it's a black shirt. And I love black shirts. I don't like wearing white shirts, but it's a black shirt. And it's an Iron Maiden mashup with Donald Duck. And it looks badass.
That's cool, dude. That's really cool.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though. These shirts, they are limited, so you know, once they sell out, that's it. They're gone. But don't worry, cool. It's not like where they do like this shirt's only on sale for 24 hours. No, just meaning that they make a supply of them, and once they're gone, that's it. They're gone.
I like that. It's only only a few out there.
It's supply and demand, ladies and gentlemen. That's right,
supply and demand.
Yeah. So make sure when you visit, it is www.discore.com. It's DizCore. Discore. Now make sure when you're checking these guys out that you type in the www.discore.com, because for some reason if you just put discore.com, it doesn't send you to the right spot. You have to put the www dot. So that, you know, and then also we just want to say, so to help us, this helps us a lot. You know, it keeps the lights on, as they say, you know, when people are saying they have sponsors. If you visit this site and you purchase a shirt, make sure that when you're going to check out, that in the offer code, you put in 88 MPH. When you check out, you'll get yourself a 20% off coupon or whatever. You'll basically get 20% off your order when you order your shirt. So please check them out. By supporting them, you're supporting us, and you're keeping the lights on in this our studio, as they say. So you know, we want to just, you know, thank you to Discord for having faith and supporting us, and for you know, being our actual sponsors of 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast.
Discord.com.
Discord.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so our movie this week is The Karate Kid. But here's the thing. This isn't the first time we've recorded this episode. 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast has done one live episode once only, and that's it. And that time when we did that live episode, we did The Karate Kid. So there's an actual recording of this episode, but no one's ever heard it. And here's the reason why. Okay, so back when, this is when it was still... It was right leading into, you know, I think it was season two. So season two was when it featured myself, Renata, and Max. So it was kind of like Renata's out before she was going to leave. And we're going to do a live one where Renata was going to, you know, be on Skype, and then me and Max. And it was this little convention. Max was a part of a church, and they built this offset building where, like, it was a coffee shop or whatever. And they ended up putting on this mini Comic Con, and they wanted to have, like, you know, like little live events, like panels and stuff, like a really a Comic Con. So we were going to do a live 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast. So I was like, dude, we're going to do The Karate Kid. Awesome. Well, I asked them, hey, are we going to, you know, I know you have TV screens and stuff in there. Are you going to be able to show footage? And he's like, yeah, we could set up footage, this and that. Plus, we could Skype in Renata and so on and so forth. I was like, awesome. So when I did this episode, I planned out to do jokes based on the footage. So when I tell my jokes, people are seeing the footage. So they understand what I'm saying, because I have to, like when you and I right now, we're basing that the person coming in to listen to the episode has probably seen the movie. We're hoping that they've seen the movie. So when we talk about things, they know what we're talking about. there, it's a live audience. I want to make sure they know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to show footage because it's a lot of young kids and older people that just people that just everyone that just didn't look like they had seen this movie. And if they have, they probably seen it years ago. So that's how I based the show, all around that. Well, we had issues with the internet, so we couldn't get Renata on. So she wasn't even a part of the show. And we couldn't connect the computer to the screen. There was technical issues. So at that point, he's like, well, let's just do the show regular. I'm like, yeah, but the way I prepared for this show is to be like showing the footage. I'm going to say all these jokes. And if people haven't seen this movie or don't remember it, like, it's going to be weird. Like, I'm saying these jokes and they're like, So it's like they have nothing to reference on. And
right.
We're like, all right. So we did the episode. And it was trash, dude. It was garbage because I start off, how many people have seen The Karate Kid or at least recently seen it? Not one hand. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious? Like, I was like, already that made me nervous because I'm like, okay, we're doing a live show and now no one has seen this goddamn movie. What do they even know what I'm going to be talking about? Like, that's hard, dude. Like, yeah. Like, you know, when I listen to podcasts and they're doing a movie I haven't seen, like either one, I'll skip it or two, I'll listen to it because at least they're entertaining enough that maybe they'll like, I could see the picture. But a lot of times it's hard because if they make a reference to something and I haven't seen the movie, I'll get lost. So I was like, you know, all right, but I'll still tune in. Here it's just like, God damn it. And it just was shit. Like, I hated that episode. Like, there was, you know, it was awkward silences a lot. Like, there was things where like I would try to get the audience to interact and, you know, but nothing. I got nothing. And I was like, fuck, dude, this sucks. So at that point, I was like, I'm not going to load this episode. I'm like, I'm not going to bother. And at that moment, like, I told him, I was like, you know what? There was audio issues. We had audio issues. It's not going to sound good. I'm not going to put it. But in reality, It was fine, but I couldn't, man, because it was just a terrible show. It's me trying to talk to an audience and not hearing them responding, like interacting, being quiet. Like, dude, like that wasn't an audience. Like, they were just there sitting there like as if they had to be quiet because they knew that we were recording instead of like responding. I don't know. It was shit. Like, that's all I got to say. I hated it and we never posted it. And The Karate Kid is one of my favorite movies from the 80s. Like, I love Back to the Future, but Karate Kid is one of those that's up there. And it's taken this long for us to try to do it again or redo it. So that's why I'm glad we're finally doing The Karate Kid. And it's perfect because Cobra Kai is huge on Netflix. So why not do an episode of The Karate Kid at this moment when people are interested in, you know, karate? So let's you know, everybody, let's hop into this DeLorean and let's go back in time to revisit The Karate Kid. So yeah, so this film is not a 1987 movie. It's a 1984 movie.
Yeah, we got it right this time. 1984. Yes. I was 14 when this came out.
Oh, so okay. Well, yeah, because you were the same age as last week. So 14 years old. I was what, 3 years old? I believe. Yeah, because I was born in 81. So, But I didn't see it till the following year, and I became obsessed with this movie because the moment it came out on Betamax, I watched it all the time with my older brother. Like, I loved this movie, and the little like bandana that Daniel wears, I had one. And I never wanted to take it off. Like, my mom, it did get so dirty and my mom wanted to just wash it. And I did not want to take it off. Like,
ooh, and it does pick up a lot of sweat there, man. So it's dirty.
Like, I had a red one first because I wanted to be Rambo. And then I had a white one because I wanted to be Daniel, you know. But it was just this film that I grew up loving, you know. And it's a simple premise. It's literally... A martial arts master agrees to teach karate to a bullied teen. That's it. That's all it is. And it's a pretty simple much, story.
It's her bully movie of the 80s. I mean, we all grew up with a bully. I grew up with a bully. So I could relate to this guy, you know, this Daniel. Danielson.
Yeah, Mr. Duran, because that's what, remember, they would make fun of you and shit.
Yeah. So I, you know, and not just me, other people too. I mean, I would hang out with everybody. And like you said, something that you would hang out with, you know, your other friends, your nerdy friends, and then your cool friends are like, dude, why are you hanging out with them, dude? Don't hang out with them. It's like, why not? They're cool. It's like, why do I need to pick sides? What the hell? And then I would get into fights because they would want me to choose sides. And I'm not about choosing sides. I was about love everybody. But that's the hard part I learned. So yeah, this movie reminds me of when I took karate because of the same reason I was being bullied.
So, I took it because I was like, I love this movie. But for you, you're like, no, you know, did you have a landlord that would help? No, the maintenance man that taught you karate?
No, dude. You know, the crazy thing, I had an aunt or have an aunt who was teaching karate. She was like, well, like one of the only females in California who was black belt. So my dad, God rest his soul, his sister was a karate instructor. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how I learned. I learned from her, and she was a teacher too. She had her own, you know, karate studio out in Bell Gardens, eh?
Bell Gardens.
Yeah. So as soon as I got my ass beat up a few times, my dad said, "Vámonos al karate." And I went in there and, hi, Kia, heights.
How long did you go? How long did you end up learning for, like teaching? Or, I mean, not teaching.
God, let's see. I went through for three belts.
Oh, okay. So I think it's
orange, after that, right? 'Cause it's... Yeah. And after that, I couldn't because, well, I didn't want to be in tournaments. I just, and they were pushing me. Come on, you want to go into tournaments? And I had a cousin too who was also in the same class, and he got pushed more further to go into the tournament. So much more training for him. But you know what? The cool thing about karate, yeah. Discipline, the discipline, dude, of being there on time, of respecting your sensei, your respecting your students, knowing what you're learning. You're learning to defend yourself, but also not to treat it as a weapon to, you know, go out and just bully around people. And that's what, you know, this movie's about, the good and the bad.
Yeah, because that's literally, yeah, that's what it is. It's where, like, the, because they do that in the movie. It's like karate is, you know, it's not to fight, it's so you don't have to, right? It's exactly. To defend yourself. And yeah. Like I went through, like, I know it was like Taekwondo and, you know, karate, martial arts. My kid, we put him in it through a while, but then like I didn't like the way the teachers were like purposely, like especially one was like excluding him out and stuff. And it was just pissing me off. Like I didn't like the way they were teaching, you know, treating my kid, because I was like, fuck that. So we took him out.
Dude, you should have got in the ring with him and say, hey, man, I'm going to
take it. It was a girl.
Oh. Well,
yeah, because like it was like it would be like this. They would do something where like they'd do a circle, so each kid would have to do something, and then, you know, my kid would end up being last, and they would just like, all right, everybody go to the setup, and they'd start the next thing, and he wouldn't get a chance to do it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, and there's be certain things, and I remember they would do student of the month, and, you know, my kid, he was one that would learn the moves and this and that, and every month they would pick a kid. Whatever. And I remember this one time, and I really felt like this is going to be his time. This is his moment. He's going to be the student of the month. And I remember, like, I see one of the instructors, because one, they were young. They had to be like early 20s. So it's like kids almost teaching kids. Like that was the one thing I hated, that they weren't like adults, you know, like when you think of senseis, they're in their 30s or 40s, whatever. These were like out of high school. And well, one of the, you know, the guy, he ends up pointing, like, it seemed like he's like pointing in the direction of my kid. Like, oh, what about him? Like, and then I clearly can see this, and I see her like look in his direction and be like, no, like, nah, like that. And I was like, the fuck? And then they picked someone else. And I was like, wow. Like, and that bothered me. And at that point I filed the complaint, and I said, no, like, and I gave perfect reasons as to things that I saw that she was doing that purposely were excluding my kid, and like she was treating him differently than everybody else. And they were like trying to get us to come back. If we wanted to do different classes, like they'd cover us here. And I was just like, no, like you guys put a bad taste in our mouth that we're not going. And this was Red Dragon Karate. So that's like Chris Casamassa. Like that's the guy who does like, he's Scorpion from freaking Mortal Kombat. He also did basically the real Batman in Batman and Robin. So, you know, George Clooney was Batman. In reality, he did all the work. So when you're watching that movie, if there's a close-up of freaking George Clooney's face, it's George Clooney. But any other, anything else, it was all him in that bat suit doing all the moves, all the kicks, all that shit. Because Clooney didn't really fucking study to do any of that shit. And he but it's like, you know, don't put blame on him. It was this goddamn student, but you know, I was or whatever sensei that was young. And yeah, so but for me in my karate, I quit karate because once we we got into yellow belt and we were starting to do this kick where we run and we jump, and what you do is you push your hands like this down and your legs go like this. So it's like you're doing a kick where you're, because you're pushing down and you're getting your kicks, your legs to split in the air and do like a kick with the split. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The audience is like, I'm trying to get an image here. And okay. So yeah, it's pretty much you're flying with it's a high kick, you know, flying
with both legs. And they're like basically to the left and right. They're not in front. They're to the left and right. Well, during practice, I'm there with my friend and it was my turn to do that move. So I run, I do that, and I split my fucking pants, dude. Huge.
Oh man.
I got so embarrassed, dude. I was like,
dude, weren't you wearing your karate pants?
Well, yeah, but the pants ripped. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, damn. But I don't understand how they rip.
I get it because like.
They're a little tiny, huh?
Yeah,
those things are mostly loose. You know, when you jump, you want to hear the flying. You know, you want to hear that noise.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think it's because like the way I wear my pants, and that's not the first time my pants has ripped. My pants has ripped plenty in my fucking lifetime. I think 3 times it's ripped. Because the way my body is shaped, like even when I was really skinny and small, I never wear them where you're supposed to. You're supposed to wear your pants basically like right where your belly button is. But my hips are weird where like I wear them kind of low. So at that point, if you're going to try to do a kick or whatever, your pants are going to have a more tighter reach in the bottom. So
the crotch area. Yeah. So you're closer to the crotch area. So
exactly.
Yeah. There's no room for it to
like
take effect.
To stretch. Yeah.
I get you, man.
So that's what happened there. So I ripped my pants, you know, I was like, God damn it. You know? So, I mean, that's why I got out of karate. But, you know, when I was a kid, like I love karate. So like, let's get into this movie. All right. So Karate Kid, it's a kid from Jersey, from Newark, New Jersey. And they travel because his mom got a new job and they travel. And I'm just going to get nerdy on this point. I did the math. I looked it up. I researched it. I didn't do the math. I literally just looked it up. They travel from New York, New Jersey to Reseda, California, Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
It's 2,781 miles. And it will take you a day and 17 hours nonstop if you do that drive. That's a fucking drive.
Damn, dude. I've done the tour of the whole, you know, I've toured, and believe me, God, it's a long drive.
Yeah,
especially in the vehicle that they were driving. It's a station wagon, a gas guzzler.
How much did it cost for them to travel? I mean, I know this isn't the movie, but let's just talk about it. Like, like how much time they filled up. I guarantee you they didn't have air conditioning in that goddamn car.
They're driving
through the deserts and stuff like that. And they had to keep jumping it, like where they push it to get that little clutch and start the car. Like,
I didn't even think they made station wagons stick. I had no idea, bro. I thought they were automatics.
Yeah, same here.
I was like, I thought truck, you know, I was like, yeah, it's a stick, you know. I was like, what? Kick it. I was like, what? I thought it was automatics. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. So real quick, you know, let's say who's in it. So it's this movie, you know, everybody knows who they are now, I would have to say. But
yeah,
Ralph Macchio, you know, he was in My Cousin Vinny. That was another role that I saw him in. But he was also in The Outsiders. You have William Zabka, the greatest 80s bully in film. He was, this isn't the only movie he was a bully in. We also had him in Back to School. He played, you know, he was like a bully there. He was kind of a jerk to the mailing kid. He was also in another movie that they reference Ralph Macchio, and it's just one of the guys. In that movie, she pretends she's a guy, and she's bullied throughout the movie by William Zabka. It was a, and they say, wow, she looks a lot like the Karate Kid. She looks like Ralph Macchio. So it's kind of like a local connection, but it's funny that this guy played bullies and now you could see him in, you know, Cobra Kai. So yeah. And then you also have Pat Morita and you know, the guy who plays Kreese, who's what I don't remember his name, Martin Cove. So yeah, so those are the people. Oh, and last not Ally Sheedy.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say Ally Sheedy. So these are the peeps that are in the movie. So, but here's one thing, man. In the very beginning of the movie, we get our Latino actor in the movie. And then he
leaves. I know, dude. I know. His name is Freddy Fernandez.
Yeah. I was like, oh, look, it's Freddy.
I know, dude. It's like, hey, what's your name, dude? Hey, I'm Freddy Fernandez. I was like, oh, man. Look at that guy. I like that guy. Yeah, he came and went, dude. What happened? Actually, the last time you see him is at the beach.
Yeah. No. You actually do see him at the end of the movie because it's a stupid-ass relationship, man. Okay, so when they first arrive to California and he's like carrying his bike or he's walking it in, there's a gate.
A bike with a suitcase.
Yeah. He's walking to a gate and then he does a stupid ass karate kick. He goes, hi-ya. So when he kicks the gate, he knocks over Freddy. Like, hey, dog, orale, what are you doing?
Orale, hey, what's happening, man? Hey, you knocked down Freddy Fernandez, dude.
He's like, oh, is that karate? Because he even says it. Hey, it's karate. I mean, he didn't like sound like that. But,
No. Like, it was, you know, he's like, hey, man, is that karate?
But I like the Latino to be more like, orale. So he's like, oh, hey, karate. He's like, hey, you want to go to the beach with my friend's dog? Hey? And he's like, yeah, I'll go to the, he's like, oh, you got a pool here. That's your room, apartment 20, you know? And he's like, he makes friends right away. And then they go to the beach and they're having a good old time. He introduces them to his friends. You know, that's where he meets Ally. He's all flirting, checking her out. And then that's when you get freaking, what's his name? You know,
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny. I was going to say William. Johnny, he's like, hey, like they're riding the bikes. And he's like, come on, man. Yeah, she's old news. Forget about her. And he's like, I thought you guys broke up. He's like, yeah, she did. He didn't. And then he goes down and causes issues. And then, you know, freaking Ralph, you know, whatever, Daniel, he's like trying to be the good guy. Like, hey, man, leave her box alone. And they start fighting. And this is where we get an issue with Freddie. Like, it's fucked up, dude, because it's like, Freddie meets the new kid. He's like, hey, yeah, come on, dog. Let's go to the beach. Meet my friends. Have a good time. And then freaking Johnny beats the shit out of Daniel. And then you hear fucking whatever his name. He's like, who's this guy? Who's your friend, man? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. So they dog him. So Freddie Fernandez dogged him. He was like, hey, man, who's this guy? I thought he was going to be cool. He's a sissy. Look at him. Yeah, so you leave. That sucks. And then and he's there by himself. Yeah, so it's like, you know, Daniel's laying there in the sun, collecting sun. And then the other guys are bailing off. And then they're throwing sand from their bikes. You know, it's just, yeah.
And it's you know what's stupid? Because, like, all right, if it were me, let's just say it's the first time, you know, hey, Freddie, like, well, hey, what's up? Let's go hang out. I don't know. We're not going to talk about that. But I'm like, you know, let's go to the beach. And then some guy picks a fight with you and you get your ass kicked.
That's how
I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm like, I'm not gonna bail on you and be like, hey, this new kid had balls to try to fight this guy. He fucking stood up and he kept getting up even after, because he got a good punch in the face, a sucker punch. Like, I'm not like, if it was just like, hey, don't touch me, gets hit.
No.
Like, start crying.
No,
I'd be
he
like,
took it.
Hey, yeah, dick, get out of here.
Yeah, no, Daniel was like, you know, God, man. But he was so, like, weak, his body. It's like, how is this guy going to kick anybody's ass? He was so very skinny.
Yeah, so but he had like, balls.
That's what I'm saying. But he had the spirit and balls to know I'm going to get up and, you know. So, yeah, this guy was going throughout the, you know, he would go to school. He would see them and he would kind of hide around. But then he had to confront them and kind of show that, you know, you got to play the game and not.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like,
show him weakness.
Yeah. When he gets his ass kicked and they bail on him, even like, what's her name? The girl is like, hey, are you OK? And he's like, leave me alone. Like, he's all embarrassed, basically. And even her friends are like, just leave him. Let's go. Like, everybody just leave. Like, it's like, fuck, dude. It's like
nobody wants to hang out with a loser.
And I'm like, how is he a loser? I know he got his ass kicked, but he put up a fight. That's the difference. Like, he's the new kid. He tried. And you know, I was just like, so there's that. When he goes to school the next day, you know, they got the cool summer brand, Bananarama, you know, cool summer. Yeah. Then that's when he sees Allie and then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Look at your eye. Blah, blah, blah. Well, before he starts talking to Allie and he tries out for soccer, Freddie and his friends come up to him and they make fun of him.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look at this guy. Look at the Karate Kid. That's where the title of the movie. It's like, you know, and they're like, oh, he's like, well, you're having fun getting your ass kicked or whatever. And then they bail on him. And he just stands there like, really? Like, what the fuck? Like, already these guys are making fun of him. I was like, well, this fuck this guy. Like, you know,
high school is brutal, bro. High school, it was like that. You know,
it's like one day he's cool with them. The next day he's like,
if you're like Ralph Macchio going to school back in the day, that's the kind of shit that we would have to deal with. You would have to be embarrassed every day with these bullies. And then you would be attracted to a girl. And then you're like, damn, man, she just think I'm a wimp, you know, or I can't even defend myself. And that's the peer pressure that these kids and Ralph was going through, you know. So that's why he needed to learn this karate and, you know, get some moves going, man. Kick some ass. It's like, I'm tired of getting my ass kicked. Don't you get tired of getting your ass kicked? Yeah, you had to do something. You have to do something.
Well, see, that's the thing, because at first he doesn't try like meaning like it's like, all right, he's getting made fun of at school. And it's cool because they do a reference to this in the new Cobra Kai show with the daughter. So when he's like they're already going to pick on him because these guys, they're like the, you know, Cobra Kai. They see Daniel and he's trying out for soccer because he's good at it. And then he one of the guys instigates a fight and Daniel punches him. And the coach says, get the hell out of here. I'm not going to have this type of thing. And when he's walking away, man, this school sucks, man. Like, and they did that in Cobra Kai.
Shame on that teacher, by the way. Shame on that teacher, man. It's like, he could have at least gave Daniel a chance. Like, let me hear your side. You're the new kid. I know you didn't start shit. You know, right away, he's just like, all right, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. They give him a chance.
Dirty, get on that bus and get out of here.
He's like, get out of here. He's like, leave. Yeah, and Daniel's like, what the hell? And then that's why he's like, I love that, you know, that line where he goes, this school sucks, man. And he walks away, because in the Cobra Kai show, something happens where they're like, you know, siding with Cobra Kai, and they're not, you know, the freaking Miyagi-Do kids. That his daughter ends up doing the same thing. She goes, this school sucks. I was like, oh, that's a cool little callback to the original film. Dude. He said it, now his daughter said it. So that was pretty cool. But then that's when Daniel, he's like, he's getting picked on. He's getting his ass kicked. And it's like, okay, so freaking, he's like, hold on. No, yeah. So at that point, he wants to go. He's like, I'm going to go learn karate. He goes to Cobra Kai. What happens with Cobra Kai? But he's like, shit, he's there. He's like, God damn it. He's like, so he leaves. And then he goes with his mom, whatever. And then afterwards, you see the guys outside and they're like, they run off. They're like, oh, there he is. And they leave him. And then he starts riding his bike home. And this is a part that's like, it looks like they do something, but they really don't. Because in this scene, when they roll up on the motorcycles, when he's on his bike, what happens?
Yeah, he falls off the bike. The door rolls down the hill.
Yeah, but did they cause it or did his dumbass, you know, just ride off the hill?
You know, funny because I was paying attention to that scene. I was like, what happened here? No, he did that himself. They didn't do nothing. They were just louder than him.
And, yeah, know. I rewound it to watch that. My son is watching it with me, and we're watching it. And then, yeah, they roll up on him like, "Hey, Daddy, me karate kid,
better." What happened? Yeah. What happened when I think he lost his balance and he just went off the hill.
He didn't lose his balance. If you watch it, his dumbass is just like looking at him, and then he just goes to the right and he just rolls down the hill, and then he falls.
Maybe in my mind, I was already thinking like that's what I wanted to see. But yeah, you're right. That scene happens. It's just the way you're describing it, where we were like, "Whoa, what happened there?" He's just like, "Oh, okay, I'm just gonna fall off the hill."
It's like, I mean, me and my kid, we're even like, he could have just stopped. There is
what no happened, Dad? Didn't anyone push him? Was there a snail? What did he try to avoid a snail? What happened there? No one pushed him.
No one kicked him over. No one pushed him. He rode off the hill himself like an idiot. Like, it's like, dude, like, pay it. That could have been avoided. Literally, when they rolled up on him, he could have just literally stopped. But for some reason, he decided to just keep riding his bike and roll off a hill because they're on the way, they're on the left, he's on the right. And it's like, I would understand if they're like pushing him off, but they just, I don't know. I just thought it was just like, it's his dumbass fault for falling off the hill or rolling down the hill. He rolled the bike off the hill. He could have literally just been like, all right, I could see there's no one behind me. They're to the left and to the right of me. I'll just stop. And they're going to keep riding forward. They're motorcycles. So it's like, I don't know. I just thought it was one of those moments, but because of that, and you know, he hates living there. Miyagi starts to pay attention because they get in that fight in front of his house or his little, like, you know, because he's the maintenance man or landlord, I'm assuming, to the apartment.
You know, the funny thing, I wanted to bring that up. Miyagi lives there. It's like he's one of the old days, the maintenance man for apartments would either have a bed there. He didn't really live there. He just like maybe would stay a few days and then he would sleep there. And then he would go and because he did have another place. But it was weird. It's like, hey man, it was just pretty much a man shack, dude, and tools, and a little bed right there with his little coffee. Hey man, what do you need? Hey, my pipe broke, Mr. Miyagi. Okay, I'll go over there and fix it for you. You know? Hey, by the way, do you know it's karate? I know karate. You know, and he would do that. I think that's what he was just the maintenance man for the apartments.
Yeah, it was cool because because he had the fight with the bike he was throwing to him. He's like, I hate this bike. And the mom sees it. And they do the cliche of like, why, you know, why'd we move? I hate this new place. Yeah. Like they do that in movies when kids move and shit like that. But Miyagi, I guess, fixes his bike or, you know, puts it in front. And he's like, hey, thanks. And he teaches them about bonsai and all of that. And, you know, he knows that he's been being picked on by this point because earlier when he's learning from a book, he's doing the stupid kicks. He's like, oh, learn karate from book. You know, he's all like, and he's like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I took a few classes at the Y. He's like,
by, oh. By the way, Miyagi is just short script. Like it just nails it. He's just so like the smartest man, wise man. He's the wise man there. He's going to teach this kid some respect, some discipline, you know, because he's all over the place. He's getting his ass kicked. And now he's going to teach him how to bonsai, you know, a tree, and then learn the way of karate to really go out and kick some ass.
Yeah, and I mean, he was great in this movie. Like, that's the one thing I love about Pat Morita. Like, he's amazing in this film. And I wish I could remember what interview, just like literally a week ago, I listened to an interview and they're saying how like they didn't want Pat Morita for this role. Like they didn't want him. And I guess because like he was like a comedian or something, they didn't think they could take him like serious. And then he, you know, but I could be wrong. Like, or maybe I'm thinking of Jackie Chan when he did the remake. What? I don't remember, you know, I don't remember who the hell, cause like I Make said, sure. I can't remember.
I skipped the Jackie Chan version. I'm sorry. I love Jackie Chan, but I don't know. This is Miyagi's, you know, this is my version of Karate Kid. So it's like, wow, no, he did a good job. And see, he was a wise, but he was funny. Whatever he delivered on the screen, he made you laugh. But it was like, you know, just a funny old man, you know.
You know what? It says right here, I'm looking up some information where it says actually that Pat Morita Yeah, so it was that when he auditioned, they didn't want to connect it because he would do stand up and he was also Arnold from on Happy Days. So they felt like he's a comedian, we can't take him serious. And then it wasn't until he grew a beard and he started doing that accent, and he said he learned that from his uncle. So the whole thing of him doing the, that he was doing that purposely. And that's when they're like, oh, okay, now we could, take him as a sensei. And I believe, let's see, where is it? Where's the awards? Okay, so check it out. We have two nominations, two of the biggest awards when it comes to acting. We got the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. Pat Morita was nominated for both. He was nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. That was the Academy Awards. And then Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Motion Picture. That was the Golden Globes. He didn't win, but he was nominated. So that's freaking... That right here goes to show this film was seen it was a massive hit, but for the Academy to recognize Pat Morita's role, like knowing this movie almost won an Oscar is amazing.
No, yeah. I mean, this film was, it's a good film, dude. Hey, look, think of it. It's 84, great era from 1980 to the end of the night of that decade. I mean, we had the greatest films of my generation growing up and one of the greatest actors. I mean, this guy, and then he went on and did some other things, but very, very lucky that we get to experience actors like Mr. I call him Mr.
Well, what did he do after this?
What did he do after this?
Yeah, because you said he went on to do a bunch of other stuff.
No, he went on. He went on and did. I don't know if he did other movies, but I'm pretty sure he went on and did some. I don't know, interviews. He banked on the Karate Kid stuff. Went to go to do some conventions, and he was going to be there. Mr. Miyagi's going to be there, and you go there and you take a picture with him and a poster, and he did all that. I mean, hey.
He went on to do a bunch of shit. I was like, he did? Like, what? I don't know. I'm like, what did he do? So that's why I was like, you tell me, because I don't know. And you're like, I don't know. What the fuck? He did something. Oh my, it's one of those where we just caught ourselves like, oh, fuck. He's like, now I got to answer to that. I don't know. Look, he was good in Karate Kid Part 2. He was in Karate Kid Part 3. He was in the next Karate Kid. That's all you got to say.
That was it. That was it, dude. That's all he did. That
was fun. I just clicked his IMDb, and I remember in the 80s, 1985, they did do this live version of Alice in Wonderland on TV, and right. he played a character. So I remember that.
Okay. That's what I was referring to that.
He was in Alice in Wonderland. So if people want to know, go check it out. He's the best. He got an Oscar. Oh, fuck. This movie has a lot of awesome scenes. One of the fun ones is the Halloween dance. Because that's freaking cool, dude. It's always like, I always thought his costume was awesome, the shower curtain, and like as if he's like the shower. That was I when I went to a convention years ago, as I was Han Solo, I took a picture with these a group of cosplayers that were dressed like the skeleton, the Cobra Kai, and then one of the Danielson the shower curtain. I'll post it. But it's me and my little brother. We're posing with them. It was pretty badass, but. The thing that's cool about this scene, because I like I said, as a kid, I would watch all the time, but it's like, I like how he finally gets back at them, because Allie, he's like, oh, I hope he gets karma or some shit. Like, oh, don't worry. No, he's like, I hope he gets his. He's like, oh, he'll get karma, blah, blah, blah. And then he sees, like, he's in the bathroom because some chicken is fucking putting eggs on people's heads. Like, I'd be fucking pissed off, dude.
Exactly.
Imagine Freddie, whatever year, what's high school? Like you're a junior, senior in high school.
89.
How if you went to a dance, would you be all looking all nice and suave, your hair all done and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay, so how would you feel if some guy in a chicken costume broke an egg on your head?
I would be pissed off.
Yeah, you get your hair all fucked up, right? It was all be messed up.
I'm messed up, and not only that, I'm all sticky. It probably smelled like an egg. I gotta go. I don't have the proper things to clean it up. I gotta go to a freaking bathroom, and what a mess.
Yeah, I never understood that when I was even now and as a kid, I was like, this guy's going around just smashing eggs on everybody's
head. We're the teacher. We're security, man. That's, I guess.
Yeah, he's a runaway chicken.
Hey, look at that. It's a crazy chicken. Oh, look. How cool. Yeah, so he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's
what happened?
And then he notices that Johnny's there.
Yeah, because his buddy, for some reason, is looking for Johnny and is looking over all the toilets. I'm like, dude, what if I was taking a shit? And I'm like, hey, guys, what are you doing?
Guys don't care, dude. Like, hey, where's Freddy? Is he taking a dump? All right.
No one took dumps in high school. That's the thing. Or junior high.
You're like, no. Hey. Yeah, you would wait. They're like, damn, man. It's a hi, mom. Hi, dad. straight to the bathroom. Yeah, all right. I guess I'll talk to you in 30 minutes. Yeah, it's mom. It's
because if you did, someone would... Just like this movie, if you went to the bathroom, someone would mess with you. Because right away, it'd be like, hey, someone's taking a shit. And you'd get nervous.
Dude.
Like, oh,
sometimes, dude, sometimes you would have to, and you have to raise your legs up. So when people looking down, they're like, nobody's here, man. And then you would hear a squeeze. Oh, someone's here. Someone, I heard a fart. What'd you hear? Third stall, dude. Third stall. Heard it.
The people don't, like, I guarantee, like, you know,
guys are mean, dude. People look. People
we're assholes.
We're assholes.
Yeah, guys are men. I mean, exactly. Guys are mean. These guys, and that. I remember you would not go to the bathroom at school.
Didn't you hate the bathrooms without the fucking door? Oh
fuck! What was? It's like, yeah, you need to take. There's no door. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, what the hell's going on here, man?
And you know why they did that, right? Because of freaking taggers. They'd be like, orale, hey, I'm going to put Puppet right here at Casper.
A lot of kids are constipated. I can't do it.
And you know, like what they would do is because they would get the toilet paper or the paper towels, put them in a ball, wet them, and they throw it over. So if you're sitting there taking a shit, they're going to be throwing things over to hit you. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's kind of what they do in this movie. Daniel does that. He's, he wants to get even, gets the water hose as he's rolling up a joint, and which is funny because my son goes like, he's like, is he eating? Who would eat in the bathroom? I'm like, yeah. And he puts the water hose, turns it on.
It's funny.
And he gets chased. Like, and I love that when they get tripped by Allie, they fall, they make bones sound. Like,
yeah, that's right. I noticed that. When they all trample down, you know, onto each other. And then, so and then I would be pissed. That whole car crash. Man, dude, imagine.
Right? As an adult, I look at that and I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, these kids just caused a crash. Like, now I got to deal with my insurance and they ran off. Like, what am I going to do? They just caused an accident.
Dude, those cars were 1970 cars, bro. They were just steel, man. You're like, dude, you fucked up my car, man. Bam. I mean, the repair on those cars, man, steel against steel. Yeah. So, and then he goes and then it's that famous scene.
Yeah. And how long was he running? Because he literally looks like he runs from the school to his house because he almost makes it, but he can't jump the fence. They grab him. They're their skeleton costumes, and we're gonna kick his ass. And there's always one guy who's like, he's like, all right, leave him alone. He's had enough. He's like, no mercy, burda, burda, you know? And throughout the movie, you see moments of him like that. Like earlier in the movie when they're at the beach and he gets his ass kicked, he looks like, man, that sucks. Like, you know, he's always the one that has more reason behind him. But he's
the one that's got a soul. There's always one dude that's got a soul in the group. There's always and he was that one dude. So, yeah. So Johnny's kicking his ass. He's trying to show off with the boys because he's like, you know, he is Johnny. He's just, you know, sensei, no mercy. Boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, that scene when Miyagi comes onto screen is so weird, dude. Because you see him in the far right corner on top of
the fence. Right? That's freaking cool.
But then I asked myself, wait a minute. If these guys are around, like Johnny's in the middle kicking Danielson in the middle. And then wouldn't you see Miyagi coming and climbing the fence?
Right?
I'd be like, dude, what? There's Miyagi. Oh, or there's this man.
You know, they know like, who's this guy? Yeah, because okay, in the angle, like we know the way filmmaking is. That angle, it's supposed to look like, oh, it, you can't, you know, they can't see him. But in reality, if we pull back, I'm gonna see a guy walking up.
Exactly. I'm gonna see him from far. It's like, hey, don't say nothing. Am I seeing what I'm seeing? No, dude, just keep on seeing Johnny. Like, kick his ass.
Ignore that old man. Why is he climbing the trash can? What the fuck is this guy doing?
He's looking for trash, dude. He's looking for his dinner.
He's homeless. But don't worry about it. Just kick his ass.
Yeah, but that was, I was just like, I pinpointed that and I was like, man, that's just, but yeah. So then he comes out, he gets in, he's like, what the hell? And so and then Mr. Miyagi starts kicking ass and because Danielson was getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, and that's like the cool scene because he finally comes, he intervenes, and he beats these guys' asses, and Daniel's kind of like out of it because he just got his ass kicked, and Miyagi helps him. And that's where, like, he still hasn't decided to train him or teach him. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. It's for defense, blah, blah, blah. He's like, but, you know, you deal with that. I want to get involved. He's like, you just got involved. You kicked their ass. Like, now you're going to leave me? And he's like, go talk to the teacher. He's like, fuck. So he's like, go with me. He's like, fine, I'll go. And then they go to the school. And Kreese is like, nah, you come here. Like, then you don't turn down a challenge. You're coming into my dojo. I'm going to beat your ass. So he's like, oh, I'm going to have these two fight. And Miyagi just wants to keep it all cool. He's like, no fight, you know, too much advantage. Like I Stern, like he's just like calm.
Oh yeah.
Totally. Not afraid, dude. Because you know he would beat his ass. I mean, he does in the second film, right? Technically, it's the end of the first film, but I'll get to that. But Miyagi can beat, you know, Kreese's ass. But it's like, that's when he decides, like, okay, he's like, you know, we'll do the tournament. And then he's like, he asked him, leave him alone for he could train. And then that's like, all right. So then that's when he decides to train him. And, you know, that's where we get the whole, like, leading up to that, where he goes, you know, sand the floor, you know, and paint the fence. Yeah. Up, down. You know, he does all these things. He's like getting all mad. And he's like, I don't know how he continued doing all those things. Like, he must have been like, okay, when he'll teach. Because day one, I would have been like, fuck this guy. I'm not going to clean his house. I'm out of here.
Dude, I would have been gone like, I don't know. I'm pretty like just, I don't know. I would have been gone in the first day, no, second day probably after that going. Yeah. Dude. But yeah, he was there. I mean, dude, all day. He was there. Oh, dude, I got to go. I got to learn how to go mix, bro. It's the 80s.
Yeah. It's like, I got a girl I'm interested you know, in. Instead, I'm, yeah. It's like, I'm back tomorrow, 6 a.m. early.
Very disciplined, but he was teaching him discipline too as well. So, but yeah, man, it was a long.
I mean, it worked out, but goddamn, like I'm not gonna stick around. But then, you know, at that point, you know, during this whole training, he starts to, you know, get closer with Allie, and they go on a date. But goddamn, dude, like I feel embarrassed for him in this moment. So we know he has issues with the car. The mom has issues with the car. They pull up to the house and the parents are all rich. Like they're rich, they have money. And when they're leaving, they have to get, I'd be embarrassed. I just picked my mom. One is taking me to go pick up my date and drop me off. Two, I need to get out of the car and push this car and have my girlfriend pop the clutch. Like, fuck, that's embarrassing, dude. And like, even as a kid, I felt that was embarrassing. Like, man, imagine that, bro. Like you showing up to a girl you were dating in high school and that you're like, hey, you know what? I got to push the car.
That's got to be number one on bullet list embarrassment, your car, pushing your car or in that situation that he was in. But you know what? Look, man, shit happens, bro. You know, you got to, you know. And then Allie was cool about it. She was like, okay, well, fuck it. What? You want me to what? All right, yeah, let's do it. This is fun. And us rich girls never get to do shit like this. Our shit always runs really good.
Yeah, and she's one of those characters where, like, the parents are rich. There's the rich people. They're snobby. But she's cool. She's not like them. she's different, you know. That's why she's interested in Daniel and stuff. They tend to have characters like that in movies usually, where there's that one who's, you know, and that's why she had no issue having fun.
Well, it's like, know? The girl from Breaking Two. She was rich, but she was snotty and she was cool. Shit, she was like, "Hey, man, I just want to break dance. I let loose, guys. You guys want to so dance stiff. And have a good I love time. East Los Angeles. I love it. It's so cool."
And then where do they go? They go to golf and stuff. No, Golfland. No, wait.
No, golf and stuff, dog.
Yeah, golf and stuff. Sorry, Golfland was the other one that was by the freeway.
That's why I have so much of a relationship with this movie, because I actually did experience golf and stuff in that era with the water slide. I got on that water.
Yeah, there's a water slide. You get to see it.
Yeah, and all those scenes in the arcade were from inside.
Yeah, and see, that was them. Legit. That yes. What you see in Cobra Kai is not golf and stuff. This is the real golf and stuff.
And yeah, even when you first see it and you see the marquee of golf and stuff and you see where it's broken, I mean, it was as is. And then, you know, the only thing they did for this film is they paved the pavement with water so it could look all nice and shiny. All movies do that because when you film it, the reflection of the light just looks really nice. But yeah, golf and stuff, man. It's still there today, guys.
Yeah. I mean, you
live in Southgate,
can't go there, but it's there.
Actually in Downey off the 605.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's in Downey.
Downey's
off. I just looked it up earlier, oddly enough. But yeah, it's in Downey. And just real quick, because I had this in my notes I wanted to bring up. After Daniel gets his ass kicked by the skeleton crew and he's in with Miyagi, he's like, "Oh, what happened? This and that." He makes a cool little comment I've never caught before, where Daniel goes, he's like, "Hey, where did Spider-Man go?" Because he makes the reference like someone saved him, and he says that Spider-Man saved him. And I was watching, I was like, I don't ever remember seeing that. So I thought it was a cool little comment that I was like, damn, like that's a cool little like a geeky thing, like Spider-Man saved him. But and all the times that I've watched this movie, I never really paid attention to that. And then, you know, with Daniel, like they have a good date and shit like that, but it ends bad because all her friends show up and like, "Hey, you want to ride?" or "Hey, you should come with us." And she's like, "No, I want to stay with him." And Daniel does the dumbest thing ever as a guy. Like, if I'm with the girl and they're all telling her, "Hey, come with me," she's like, "No." He's like, "I'll see you guys later. No, some other time." I'd be like, "All right, she chose me over these guys. Like, fuck these guys." Instead, he's like, "If you want to go, you could go." Like,
of course, of
course. She's like, "No, I want to be with you." And he's like he does the dumbest thing ever, dude.
That was a pendejo move, right?
Yeah,
there.
It was like
so dude, stupid. You got her ready, bro. Come on, you're getting into your broke ass car. She's with you. Come on, let's go. Yeah. It's fine. Stop worrying about it, dog. You fucked it up.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get
it. She didn't say no to freaking having your mom and you getting out the car to pop the clutch.
Yeah, like, dude, come on.
If she stayed around after that, dude,
that's
you know
a cool
she's
chick.
Into you, right? Yeah,
that's a cool chick, dude.
You and don't he's still a dumbass.
No, pendejo, dude. If that happened to me, dude, she's like, "No, Fred, it's cool." No, oh fuck, I'm not gonna say shit, dude. I'm like, "All right, come on." Oh fuck, you gotta go the other side because that door doesn't open, so you gotta go inside through the window.
And and if she's willing to do that, be like, "Hey, you know, every now and again, like, I got to pop the hood and you got to press something over there. Can you do that while I start the car?" And if she goes and does that for you, dude, she's a keeper.
Dude, but she reminds me. Allie reminds me of a girl I dated. She was Richie. She lived in up in, because I went to Chatsworth High. And
yeah.
And then I would be bussed out there. Anyways, I brought her one time to the house and I was fixing the fence. And that's something that I just would do. She was like, "What are you doing, Freddie?" I'm like, "Well, I'm just painting the fence." I don't think that's that. You're not interested in painting the fence. Just chill out. She's like, "No, no, no." I'm like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, give me a brush."
Well, nice. Like,
what the hell?
All right.
She painted the, I mean, I'm not saying that girls don't like to paint, but this, I mean, she helped me paint the fence.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, "Okay, she's down. All right, cool." I thought, you know. Órale pues.
Yeah.
You wanna help me? Let's go for it.
True story in which, I mean, shit, my parents are still married, but there's a story that they told me that when they were dating, that my dad's car ran out of gas. And he asked my mom while they were out on a date if she could get out the car and push it so they could go to like a nearest gas station.
That's
and
love.
My mom's like, "Fuck no." She got out and left and walked and bailed on them. I'm not gonna get out the car and push. He's like, really? Yeah. I mean, the sensible thing should have been, hey, can you drive while I push the car? Instead, he said, hey, can you get out and push the car? But yeah, hey, they're still married, bro. They're still like,
love works in many different ways. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but Allie, we're going back to Allie. Yeah, Allie was like this rich, cool girl. And you know, she didn't care. She just wanted to be, you know, meeting people. And she got along with Machio.
And she hated freaking Johnny. Because there's this scene where, like, they make another date. Like, oh, because he wants to, that night, he's like, hey, we should go on the water slide. And she's like, no. It's like, we don't even have bathing suits. He's like, maybe next time. Well, the next time is that. Hey, let's go on the water slide. Cool. Oh, wait, I have this thing with my parents. But meet me out. Here's an important part. Meet me out in front at 9:30. Freaking, this guy shows up and he decides to go through the back, through the kitchen. When she clearly said, meet me out in front, it's his dumbass fault. He went through the kitchen. And I get he saw Allie, like it looked like Johnny, like forced himself on her, in which Johnny, I love that she punches him.
Yeah, Johnny took advantage of that moment to kind of, you know, get.
Because he sees Daniel, so like, oh, I'm going to kiss her. Yeah. And he and crashes.
And of course, he's wearing white pants.
Yeah. You know, but she punches him and Daniel doesn't see that. Because she's like, what the fuck? Don't ever do that again, you know?
Yeah, it's all the, you know, the lovey-lovey dove, you know, kid stuff, you know, the high school love stuff that happens, yeah. The jealousy between, you know. It's like, you know, it's funny. It's like, God, you guys made a big drama out of nothing. You could have waited, like you said, you could have waited just a little bit and just hung out and paid attention and went to the front at 9:30 as he was told. No, but he wanted to meet a metiche and kind of be, that's what you get for being a metiche.
Yeah, you should have just waited out in front.
Right. Not only that, you fucked up someone's dinner, dude. All that
spaghetti. I know.
You know, that they're all pissed off. All the rich people got pissed. Hey, where's my spaghetti? Oh, that kid dropped that. That fucking, you know, so
and
now they're all.
And that employee, he fell. That dude, server covered in spaghetti too. You're like,
yeah, so you now just ruined
his shift.
Exactly. Now he's suing the fucking company. Now he's going, fuck, I'm going to sue. What happened, dude? I got, you know, the whole spaghetti fell on me. And
the sauce
asshole.
Was hot.
I fucked up my back now. I got arthritis. I'm going to sue you guys. What's that? Where's that Ralph Macchio, dude? I'm going to send him too. I'm going to get my lawyer up
this guy. Yeah. All he had to do was just wait in the front. That's it. She would have came out.
Dude, Ralph Macchio. I call him Ralph Macchio because it's just much better than Daniel.
Yeah.
He's caused so many accidents, dude. The accident there in Halloween 2, those cars, there were four cars that got fucked up. Who paid for that? No one paid for that.
Exactly.
You know, and now this accident here at the restaurant. What else?
Yeah. I mean, he kicked Freddy, almost broke his face in the beginning of the movie when he kicks the door.
He was starting to shit his own too, man. He was starting already like, hey, what's up?
That was the first issue right there. He's like, here comes. What if it wasn't Freddy? What if it was that old lady walking? And he kicks the door and knocks over the old lady and she hits her head on the ground.
Not only do it's Allie's fault too, dude. Allie always brought, you know, trouble. Every time she hangs around, he's got his ass kicked. So I was like, dude, I don't even hang up. Hey, there's Allie. Forget it, man. I'm not going to see her. I'm going to walk the other way. But that's the movie, man. That's just the way the movie is.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's why, like, with this, like, it's funny because then after that whole fight and whatnot, like, the movie gets dark. It gets really dark because it gets serious. And I think this is where the Oscar nomination came from and the Golden Globe was this scene. Because I know I've seen it in, like, I read it in interviews and stuff like that. And, like, when they talk about this movie where Daniel goes to Miyagi because at this point he has someone he can confide in and just feel comfortable with when shit goes down. And he's already been training him. Well, Miyagi is drunk off his ass.
Daniel-san, have a drink.
Yeah, and he's trying to get him to drink. And what you find out is that he's in his army fatigue. Not the fatigue, but like the more of the nicer stuff, I guess. Like the when you're dressed to be like, you know, I don't know what the fuck. He's in his army
thing. Military's uniform.
Yeah, his military stuff. And he's drunk, but he's also depressed. And what you find out is that Miyagi, while he's out fighting the Germans, he gets a telegram being told that his wife died, had complications with during pregnancy, during the birth with her, the son, and died while in this camp because no doctor showed up. So she died and his son died. And that's why it's like, here's the anniversary of her death. And that's why he's drunk and he cries himself to sleep. Daniel grabs the letter and he reads the telegram. And it's like, it's a fucked up moment because here's this guy who back home would be treated like an enemy. Yet he has to go and fight for the Americans, you know, because he even starts doing that. He's like, yes, sir, fight. Yes, sir. You know, this and that. And it sucks that there's his wife and kids. So that's where they make it dark. So it's like you get this little serious, somber moment in the film. And it's completely out of like left field from the whole movie. But it's done so well. I don't know. I love this scene. It's a great scene.
But it shows in more into the life of Miyagi too, not just that he's also the karate instructor, but we're getting more into deep into his what he's about. We're all learning as Daniel is learning himself too, who this man is.
Yeah.
History. So it's perfect. I mean, that's what makes the movie cool, because that was a very deep, you know, and just the way he acted, he was crying, you know, and then he falls asleep drunk. And
it's a really good scene from this whole movie. That's why he was nominated, was that the way he did this role. But it's like, it's, it also makes them closer because he understands Miyagi. And I know the remake that they did with Jackie Chan, it's a car crash. They have a car crash. He gets in a fight, I think, and it was raining, and the wife goes off with their kid and they crash. So every day he's rebuilding this car, and the day of the death of the accident that his wife died because of the fight and all of that, he breaks the car apart and then he rebuilds it. And once he rebuilds it on that day, so that's really like a really, you know, in the remake, I would have to say that's a good, like, you know, reimagining of that scene. So I thought that was good. They didn't try to copy it, like, oh, use the same story. So I thought that was cool with the remake. But this movie, it really gets to the most important part of the whole film. And like, yeah, I know there's a part where he gets, you know, Miyagi gives him a car. That's pretty badass. And he makes up with, you know, Ali and stuff like that. But the most important thing is the goddamn tournament. The movie, the tournament is freaking amazing. I mean, one, you get one of the best 80s montages ever with one of the most cheesiest, awesome songs in 80s movie history is when he's there at the tournament and freaking they go, "You're the best around. Nothing good to have." I mean, it's a great goddamn song for that moment, for that montage. And it's cool. You see all the guys fighting and stuff like that. And when I was a kid, you know, like I said, me and my older brother would watch this movie all the time. And we had these, like, you know, those typical Mexican cobijas, like the with the tiger on them, or they're like blue. Right. Or,
yeah.
And we would lay it on the floor and that would be our mat. And we would recreate these scenes. Like, we would do certain scenes, we would do it. And then if, like, we would also do, like, one of us would hurt our leg and the other one would be Miyagi, and we'd do the hand thing and we'd heal and we'd get up and fight. Like, we would just mimic. We loved this movie so much, dude. We would mimic this scene and we would rewind it and play this scene, and we would do the fighting, like, as if we were fighting, sparring, using this song, because we didn't have the soundtrack. So we would just rewind and play it. And that's like where it holds, like that's why I love this movie so much. And it's just like, I don't know, that's the one thing I get out from watching this movie. And I love that my kid enjoys this movie, is because this is truly a time machine for me, because it takes me back to when I was a kid, you know. And it's all in all, it's a great movie, you know. Like, the only thing I can say about this fight part, it's like, yeah, you know, they make fun of it on the Cobra Kai, where it's like it was an illegal kick to the face and so on and so forth. Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds, the black guy, he's one of the Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I'll say last is I've only because I always watch everything on subtitles. There's the famous line, you know, put him in a body bag, you know, Johnny. Yeah. That's not the line. I had it on the subtitles.
I just watched and I heard that. Put him in a body bag.
Well, it in the subtitles, it says, get him a body bag. That's all it says.
Really?
Get him a body bag. Ah, and he laughs. And I was like, the fuck? I'm like, wait, what? And I rewound it, played it again. And I was just like, wow, this whole time. I mean, people say that. You just said it. Everybody knows it as that, as get him a body bag. But the line is actually him saying, get him a body bag. I was like, holy hell, I thought this whole time. It's kind of like the, you know, the Vader when he says, Luke, I am your father. He doesn't really say, Luke, I am your father. You know, that's when he goes, no, I am your father. And like, so it's one of those where we remember something, but it's not the,
right.
They call it the Mandela effect. But I was like, yeah, get him a body bag, you know, and it's cool. Just to reference Cobra Kai, that character that plays the one that says, get him a body bag. In Cobra Kai, he has cancer. So they take him out one last time, this and that, and he ends up dying. So the final scene of him associated with Karate Kid is him being zipped up in a body bag. So for the guy to say, get him a body bag, that's how he ends his role in the Karate Kid, by being zipped up in a body bag.
Isn't that amazing? That
it's just fucking cool. It's
the timing.
All the way a callback.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, so we're like my generation, and we're reliving it with a new generation on this new Cobra Kai, which I love it too. I mean, it's just, it all ties in together. It's awesome. And I love, yeah, the tournament scene is famous because I used to go to the tournaments. I wasn't in one. I was in one, but I got my ass kicked. And those are, seriously, yeah. Bro. So I was just like, I'm not a fighter, bro. I mean, I had to defend, but I'm just not, you know, it wasn't my deal, you know? Mm-hmm. And watching the Karate Kid and seeing this, yeah, you're very competitive out there. I mean, you saw the ones that are out there hungry for it. They're like, man, I want to get those.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those, you know, medals, and I want to get those trophies, the bigger the trophies. And it's just, you know, the championship. So it was awesome too.
It's an amazing, like, a whole sequence. It's great. And then even the fight, you know, and here, all right, just to bring it all back to from the beginning to now, Freddy Fernandez comes back because Freddy is in the audience watching. And at the end, when Daniel wins, Freddy and his friends are lifting Daniel up.
Okay.
I'm like, if I were Daniel, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you let me fail me. Now you think I'm cool because I win? Like, you guys are fake, dude.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is, dude. They come back. But that's right. You win them back. You got to prove yourself. And, you know, the haters are always going to, like, okay, well, I get, hey, you're badass, dude. I got to hang out with you. I hated you, but you're badass. I got to have to hang out with you. You always win. The good always wins, bro. And this is, you know, I think, this movie, especially this movie, was, and it inspired a lot of kids to go and get karate or learn about karate, learn about Bruce Lee too. I mean, I grew up with Bruce Lee movies. So, and you know what? This stuff keeps you fit. You always learn karate. Once you learn your karate, I still know my moves. It's like, it's in our brain. So even if you don't fight, just the discipline of getting fit for doing karate is awesome.
Yeah. You know?
Especially now that we're locked indoors. I mean, just watch a karate and just start doing karate moves, man. You know, and keeps you fit. You don't need to go out and, I mean, it's just, you know, it's an inspiring movie. And Ralph Macchio did a good job in the whole cast. And you know what's funny? I got to see Ali is back. Well, actually, I don't want to ruin it. But she comes back and
just say, I mean, fuck, I ruined shit.
I don't know. People are like, I hate you, man. You ruined it. No, but yeah, she looks great. I was telling my girlfriend.
She still looks amazing.
You know, it's like, and I like the fact that they're bringing everyone back from, except for, you know, Mr. Miyagi, but he's brought there in flashbacks and pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't know, dude. It's just cool to relive it.
He passed away. Like, so, yeah, but if he were alive, he would have been in it. That's the thing about this. He
but he passed away. But I like in spirit, you know, he's in it, you know.
Yeah, so Karate Kid, man. If you haven't, I'm sure everyone's seen this movie. And if you haven't, fucking check it out. It's free. You can see it on YouTube. You got nothing to do, check it out. You know?
Yeah.
You'll tie in it. If you're watching Cobra Kai now, well, you know, watch the whole series and watch everything. It all ties in together.
Yeah, Cobra Kai. Like, I know, I mean, you know, it's not really spoiling, but Cobra Kai, yeah, it's a great series. And with it, it's like, yeah, they bring everybody back. I mean, season three just ended. Season four is going to start. And they're bringing everybody from all the films. The only, like, part three is going to be the main focus in this next season. Because part three is when Daniel wants to fight. And he becomes part of Cobra Kai.
And let me tell you, man, look at the fighting scenes are much more intense in Cobra Kai than the even in Karate Kid. In Karate Kid, that was the only scene you would see like the really kick ass was probably the tournament. But even then, I mean, now it's just everybody's kicking ass, like the camera shots now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a roundhouse kick, man. The face, you see it in all different angles of camera shots. It's cool. Yeah. And all the kids are incredible, man. It's like, damn, these kids. You know, so.
Yeah. So, check out, if anything, check out both, you know, freaking Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. Watch them. You know, there's a lot of references to all the movies. So you would want to watch all four of them, because I know at some point, I guarantee you, they're going to get Hilary Swank because she was in the fourth one. So there's a possibility. So, yeah. So there you have it. That's my thoughts on it. I believe your final thoughts on the film.
My final thoughts is that it's very enjoyable. It's a very enjoyable film. So, you know, it takes me back to my Karate Kid days.
All right, man. Awesome. All right. Well, let's get into Song of the Week. So for this week's Song of the Week, I'm going to give you, honestly, two versions of a song. And I mean, I think I've done that once before, but I'm not 100% sure if I have. But the reason why is because there's the original, and then there's a cover version of the song that I really love. And the original version that I'm going to give you first is by the band or artist Bronski Beat. And it's the song Small Town Boy. It's one of those songs that I came across in the early 2000s when I was just searching 80s music. I wanted to hear things differently that I wasn't used to, that I could easily find at like Tower Records at the time or Best Buy, you know, Depeche Mode, but I wanted to find a bunch of other 80s, because, you know, LimeWire, I would just download shit and I would look up, and I came across Bronski Beat. And one of the songs that I loved by them was Small Town Boy. That one, and I think it was called Tell Me Why, or I think it goes Why. Anyways, it goes Tell Me Why.
Yes, correct.
That used to be my Vegas song, because there's one year where I was kicking ass in roulette and I would play that song in my head, and dude, I just kept getting the picks on it, and I ranked up like, I don't know how much money. I started with $20. And I was over like I don't know how much money I made, but it was over the hundreds. And I just kept playing that goddamn song.
That's a great
track. But I'm going to give you Small Town Boy. And here's the reason why. This song or album, the single to this album was released in 1984. And so was actually the song Why. It was released, but I wanted to give you a song that was released in the same year. So that's the song I'm giving you, is Small Town Boy. But then I'm going to give you a bonus song, because I really, really love this cover version of it. And it's by a band called And One. And it's, you know, just another, an electric. Do you know And One?
Of course.
Yeah, they have, there's an album called Body Pop, but then they did a second, it's called Body Pop 1.5, and it was a collection of live covers. It's all just 80s cover songs.
Yeah, great.
And one of them is Small Town Boy. So that's this song of the week. Is I'm going to give you first Bronski Beat's Small Town Boy, and then right after I'm going to give you their live version of And One's cover of Small Town Boy. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is this week's Song of the week. Okay. Well, before we go, Freddie, I know you have some plugs, but you know, for me, if you want, you know, for sure, check out 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast Instagram. If you follow us on iTunes, please rate and review us. Leave us reviews. Rate us if you can. It really helps the show grow. If you're on Spotify, subscribe to us, follow us. And, you know, if you want to see some, you know, comedy skits and stuff like that, check out my TikTok. It's Hancholo 2015. That's when I started doing that cosplay, hence the 2015. So check us out on there. And then, you know, hey, new podcast with my little brother. It's just a rebranding, a reboot of the old Brothers Bear podcast. If you love everything geek, me and my little brother just talking about, you know, things that are geek related. I know in the first episode, we talk a lot about Sesame Street. And so, yeah, so check that out. Brothers Bear podcast. So, yeah. And then Freddie.
Well, of course, here, 88 miles per hour. As you know, we have a good year starting out. We have a whole line of good films. And right now I'm doing my art at the FMA, which is art prints for T-shirts that you can wear and have fun just to support the music, as devotional the Depeche Mode experience is going to be taking a hold till this coronavirus is kind of just gone. And unfortunately, that's what's happening. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening within the YouTube channel, which is Freddie Morales YouTube. And I don't know, I'm going to be very creative and give you some live stuff of new music that I just finished. And that's it, man. That's all I got going.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's been fun reminiscing about karate, hanging out with Mr. Miyagi, playing some golf at Golf and Stuff, and getting kicked in the face by, you know, Daniel LaRusso, or not us, but Freddie Hernandez. What was it? Freddie Fernandez. That's right. You know what?
Too many Fs.
Hey, you know what they should do? for real quick, Cobra Kai. So in Cobra Kai, you know, the neighbor, I think, is Miguel and his mom. Single mother, right? They don't have a dad, right? What if, you know, they one day it's like they, when, you know, Daniel's talking to Miguel and he's like, yeah, you know, there is this, I heard this story. My mom said that my dad, when he was a teenager, some guy kicked the door and hurt his hand and he didn't know he was injured. And later on that injury affected him and he died from it. And he find out that's Miguel's dad. Oh, that's a good way to connect. I don't know.
Oh, that's a pretty good one, dude. I like that one.
See, they Freddie always Fernandez. Bring, hey, they bring everybody back. So, exactly. You know, Freddie, that's his dad. That's Miguel's dad. He died before he was born because of the injury that Daniel caused when he hit him with the door. Maybe he got a splinter and it just infected, but it slowly infected him. One day it caused like an aneurysm or a stroke or some shit. See? It all connects.
I like it. And then they go see his grave. It says Freddie Fernandez, you know.
That's how they end one of the episodes. Like, it's a cliffhanger. He's like, who are you visiting? Oh, it's my dad. He died before I was born. And then right there, it says Freddie Fernandez.
And it's like, you know, and it's a Richie Valens track in the background, you know.
Freddy, and then he goes, and then it just shows Cobra Kai with the flames,
and exactly. And then you get high, you're like, damn, Netflix, I love you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's time to travel back to the future.
Do you show? This has been a Brothers Bear Network production.